USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet virtually Monday evening D.C. time to seek improved U.S.-China relations. Beijing and Washington have been at odds with rising tensions over Taiwan, political angst over COVID-19's origins, and tariffs started by the Trump administration. A 9-year-old boy became on Sunday the 10th person to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at the Astroworld Music Festival in Houston, Texas earlier this month. Ezra Blunt from Dallas died in the hospital after being placed on a medically induced coma with serious injuries. The White House on Sunday named former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu as the senior advisor responsible for coordinating the implementation of the bipartisan $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill. USA Radio News.
There's a lot of confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID, with guidelines and regulations changing by the week. One thing is certain. You need an accurate thermometer for your family to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They have no scientific studies behind them and can miss the fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Taliban forces held a military parade in Kabul, Afghanistan on Sunday using captured American-made armored vehicles and Russian helicopters. For two decades, the Taliban operated as insurgent fighters, but now have a large stockpile of weapons and equipment left behind to overhaul their forces. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson reported over the weekend the international pact reached over the weekend on fighting climate change will be game-changing, but added that he was disappointed by the efforts to water down the final text. Quote, "My delight at this progress is tinged with disappointment," end quote. COP26 climate conference in Glasgow, Scotland lasted 2 weeks. Johnson said the deal sounded the death knell for the coal industry. It should be noted that China has said it will continue to build coal power-powered plants for the next decade. SpaceX test-fired the powerful Raptor engines of its Starship SN20 rocket prototype last week. As the engines fired up, it displayed an awesome amount of energy. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden's social spending package, the White House calls it the Build Back Better bill, and it's on lawmakers' minds in Washington. Republican Florida Congressman Carlos Jimenez is on the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. He tells Fox News his point of view.
Well, I call it the BBBBS bill. I mean, they tell you that there's going to be 2 million additional jobs created when actually the Wharton School of Business has indicated that there would be 200,000 jobs lost. They say that only people with $400,000 and more are going to get a tax increase. Or again, that same school says 80% of Americans will see a tax increase. The actual tax breaks are you go to the very rich. There's a SALT provision in there, which is the state and local taxes, that raises that limit up to $80,000. So if you're paying $80,000 in taxes and state and local taxes, you're probably making over $1 million a year. They're going to get a break. And then in terms of inflation, you know, it's supposed to be like $1.8 trillion. So you're going to add $1.8 trillion to the economy, and somehow inflation is going to go down. Again, that's another, big fat lie that lies in this bill. And that's why it's very unpopular. And it shouldn't pass because it's going to damage the American economy. There are other things in that bill that are just, horrendous and should never pass.
The Trump Organization has reportedly reached a deal to sell its prized Washington hotel for $375 million. The Trump International will be renamed the Waldorf Astoria and managed by the Hilton Group, according to reports. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.